Maryland's child care providers are pleading with elected officials to loosen COVID-19 safety rules and to provide additional financial support. WIPR's Rachel Bay reports that without those changes, providers are warning many of them will have to permanently close their doors in a matter of months.
When a child at the Arco Iris Bilingual Children's Center in Laurel gets a cough or a runny nose, Carolina Reyes, the center's owner and director, has to close the classroom for days while waiting for COVID-19 test results.
I have reported 3 possible cases in October. All of the results return negative.
Reyes spoke Thursday during a meeting of the state legislature's Joint Committee on Children, Youth, and Families. She said that while she's closed, she still has to charge families tuition. She can't afford not to.
For how much longer can I continue doing this before families abandon childcare completely? I lost 2 families because I closed my center. They brought a family member from another country to take care of their child because they're small business owners as well.
She worries that as the weather gets colder, illnesses such as colds and strep throat will become more common and the closures more frequent. And Reyes said she can't afford to lose any more students. Before the pandemic, she had 56 children enrolled. Now she's down to 17. Without state help, Reyes said she could be closed by January.
I am in the negative right now, running in a negative. You know, I have to pay rent. I have to pay the 2 teachers and myself that I have here and closing.
Reyes suggested the state cover lost tuition when a center needs to close due to a possible COVID-19 case. Families could then put their saved tuition toward the cost of a babysitter while the center is closed. Christina Push, executive director of the Maryland State Child Care Association, offered another suggestion, a change in protocol that would require the child, parent, or staff member with symptoms to isolate pending test results, but allow the affected classroom to stay open.
I am not aware of any other industry that closes portions or all of their business without a confirmed case, only a symptom, and the vast majority of tests, which cannot be rapid tests, come back negative, which has frustrated all parties involved.
Diane Heinz is the executive director of the Children in the Shoe. Before the pandemic, the center enrolled more than 500 children across 4 locations in Montgomery County and was considering opening a 5th. Now they are down to 65% capacity because of county capacity restrictions.
We are on the brink of losing it all. We are a family business that's been around for 40 years. My mother-in-law founded the Children in the Shoe. It means a lot to us. We have always been a business that puts everything back into it for our families and our staff. They mean everything to us.
Heinz said the center has exhausted its financial reserves and its PPP loan. She pleaded with lawmakers to help her return to full capacity, which she said the center would be able to do safely.
You know, I go to a restaurant, I don't have my temperature checked. Everybody's sitting around without their masks. They've got well over 100 people there. They do not have the safety protocols that we put into place. We do temperature checks 3 times a day. We send children home with runny noses.
She said it would also be helpful to have access to rapid tests. That way, the center wouldn't have to close a classroom for days while waiting on test results. Lawmakers expressed support for the rapid test idea. They also said they would work with the State Department of Commerce to see if there are existing funds available to help child care providers. I'm Rachel Bay, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.